Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
On Father's Day, Dad gets to pick. And if he's not going to pick church, he's going to pick the lake, he's going to pick the track. He's going to be out doing the things he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if your church, if you're listening and your church is planning to do a big thing for the men this weekend, you might as well forget it, because they're all going to be out at the lake, and only your iron men are going to be there this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. David, let's talk a little bit about the way men hear other men pray at church.
There
are certain rhythms and patterns, and it's the Father We Just, and they keep saying that Father We Just. And they're going, wow, what are you saying? Oh, it's Father We Just, and then they fill in some blank. And then it comes to the point where they put the soft music while the pastor's preaching, and then the regular guy gets up and wants to pray, and he feels so inadequate.
Yeah, it's really true. When Christians speak to one another, they speak normally, but when we speak to God, we lapse into a kind of a strange language that I call prayer speak. I'm actually fluent in three dialects. When I was a kid, prayer speak was, Our Father, we thankest thee that thou wouldst shew thyself amongst us. We would speak in King James English.
Right, right.
Well, that kind of passed away, and then when the Pentecostal movement, we were, Holy name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. we kind of did that. And and now we've kind of gone into a third language of prayer speak, which I call generic evangelical prayer speak, and it kind of sounds like, Father God, we just ask you, Father God, you would just be with us, Father God, that you would bless us, Father God, that every person here, Father God, would be blessed, Father God, that Father God, that you would, we just say God's name over and over and over again and use the word just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what the problem with those, when we go into these strange languages, is that we shut men out of prayer, because when men pray, they talk to God like he's a normal person. God, I got a problem with my truck. And it doesn't sound religious enough, and so men just don't pray out loud. I've led a lot of Christian small groups, mixed gender small groups, and the women always pray. All six of the women will pray, and maybe two of the guys will pray, because only two of the guys know the holy language. So it's actually a really big issue. And whenever I train pastors and I train men, I say, make your prayers sound like they're real prayers to a real person. And your men will start to listen, and they will start to participate.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.